master from Ari Adler.
Good.
Ari Adler. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara's quickly. Pliga the Rabba, four lines from the bottom. Pliga the Rabba. The Omer Rabba caught the name of the Enam Elik. The member of Rav Chisda that caught the Shahilid is Ein Benoy Nasa Ben Soy Merit. That's not like Rabba. Rabba says it can't happen. Caught is not Melik. Means caught can't impregnate the woman. Shenemer, Ein Lish Gael. It says by perfect mikodin that the ainli ishgoyel, so ha'oshim ha'mushuf, so the keren and the chaimish go to the kayanim. It's only if there is no goyel. How could it be there's no goyel? There's always a relative somewhere. Not a second cousin, a third cousin, a fifth cousin. Ela begezel agar gosim adaber. The Omer Rachmoni ish atu tzarek lachzer olam yesh le goyelim im lav. But Kotan, you have to talk after Biyadua Sha'im Legoyalim. He can't have any Goyalim because since he's a Ger, he doesn't have any immediate relatives, and we don't have to be Choshes that he has Goyalim because a Kotan's not Melech. Vekim or Esei Abaye, let's see Rashi. We'll plug it there, Abba. Hadra of Chizad, Alma Kotan Melech, Potter, Alma Kotan Melech, plug it there, Abba. From English Goyal. Gabi. So that Oshim goes to the Kehanim. She'en legoyelim. En lechadim b'yisrael. She'en legoyelim. Because man she'like kolub b'nei yankov. Akorub korub kaidim. V'gezel agerim. Meis l'achas she'nish b'loi v'en legoyoshim. Chomer rachmona ish. V'leik siv v'im en legoyel. My time of siv ish. It's an extra word. El m'sinu siv v'im d'mashmi p'am she'en legoyoshim. L'hochik siv ish l'lametcho ishud iklus buke shem yoyled bonim. So maybe it's only a gadol was born in shifra charufa that you have the chiyuv carbon. Maybe by if it was menteshi shonim v'yemechod, maybe there's no chiyuv carbon. To her lechar, tamulay me v'ish. So riboy that it's mar but even a katan menteshi shonim v'yemechod. So you see that he's royal lebiyah. So Abai assumed that if he's royal lebiyah, he's royal lehilud. Goes together. See that the shir ben the shir royal lebiyah is ben teshi shana. Amalai yesh levenim ayli. Abai is royal lebiyah. I guess the assumption is if he's royal lebiyah, he's royal lehazria. Otherwise, what's the kashi? Abai assumed royal lebiyah means he's royal lehazria. So he's royal lehazria. So I have to tell him he's not ayli. So he answered him yesh levenim ayli. He has zera, but it's not capable of being ayli. Kitfuah shleviyish lishdami. So drasha, it's not fully, it's half baked. So heavy shlish, she imata zoyro ena matzmachas. Vechiyozer midafkin loshin mezid, v'loiksiv v'chiyashir ish. The name of drosh binami high mezid is loshin of mevashel. My mashmid high mezid loshin of pshuliu. Still yozer yakov nezid. Yeah, should we go right there? I guess we'll just throw it around to the rest of the bar. But Tony Rabbi Shmuel Ben will have. No, I think the next piece of work will lead to after the test. It belongs to the next one. Let's start the Tesis. What I want to do today is a hakama to the Tesis. So you say this in Yonam of Shlichas Lakotan, Schia, some basic things just to get started with. Not an exhaustive lecture, but just to have some basic ideas to be able to start the Tesis. The Gemara says in many places that a Kotan does not have Shlichas. Ain't Shlichas Lakotan. Means both things. It means a cotton can't be a shliach, and a cotton can't send a shliach. Interestingly, the Gemara itself never spells out where we know that a katan has no shlichus. The Gemara just assumes that the katan is not a bar shlichus. How do we talk about? There's no Gemara but Feresh that says a mocker that how we know a katan has no shlichus. So Tosis in a few places, Tosis in Baba Basra Kufna Zion, and he gets inside of Samach Dalad and Beis, and the Ravid in Perek Vov Gerish and Alok Hates, they all say that we learn it out from Atam Gam Atam. Atam Gam Atam is one of the Makarim for Shlichus. The beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushim talks about how do we know Shlichus. Shlichus when Atarim Idolim. The Gemara says we learn it out from three places. We learn it out from Get, where it says Vishalach Vishilcha, the extra A is Marav Shlichus. And we learn it out from Truma, as it says by Truma, Kantarimu Gam Atam, so Gam Atam is Marav Shlichus, Shluchachim Kamaischim. And we learn it out from Korban Pesach, where it says, it's the pasuk by Korban Pesach. Nobody has a Gemara Kiddushin, right? No, I don't remember for sure. But we have a Rebbe by Korban Pesach that the Shlichus for Korban Pesach. A Shlichus could be Shechet. Maybe back from the Shachtos, they call Kal Yisrael. That one person could be Shechet for all of Kal Yisrael. I can point out there's three Psukim, and the Mare has a Shlichus of why you have to have all of those three Psukim. So by the Pesach, by Truma, Atam Gam Atam, which is Mare B'Shlichus by Truma, so the Gemara has a drush over there that Ma'atam B'nei Bris, that a guy can't be a shliach because the mashmoyis of atem gam atem is that the shliach has to be like you. So just like you, the people to whom the kentarimu gam atem is addressed are bnei bris, not goyim. So therefore, a person who's not a ben bris doesn't have shlichus. That's for sure. That's mafurish in the gemara. That's the mokka that a guy that doesn't have shlichus from ma atem bnei bris af shluchachem bnei bris. So Tosis assumes. Taisus, the Ravid, that the same drasha is ma'at ketanim, just like your gedolim, ma'atim gedolim, ma'af shluchachim gedolim, that a katan can't be a shliach. The Tzoyis in Kuf Peches Gimel, asks, why is that so possible that a katan can't be tired? A katan, what's the drasha? Ma'atim gedolim, ma'af shluchachim gedolim. I'm talking about truma. A muflus ha'machlish could be tired. The same in Mufl Samachlish has a flaw from the Dorm, he has a flaw to be Mafashikar, but he has a flaw to be Tarim also, he can be Tarim. So what do you mean Ma'atim Gdoyle Mafashikachim Gdoyle? If he's a Mufl Samachlish, then Lagabi Truma, he could be Tarim. But he certainly doesn't have Shlichus, Lemetsinu, but he still mismatched from Shlichus, a Mufl Samachlish can't be a Shliach. So how could that be the Mokka that a Kotan doesn't have Shlichus? That's the Kseis's Kasha. So first of all, a few things. First of all, the kash not so poshut, because a guy could also be tired. It's mechaykes of Shimon Rabban in the beginning over there in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. But according to Rabban, a guy could be tired. Doesn't have a mitzvah of truma. He could be tired if he's tired. Truma's a truma. The Gemara says. So it has to be tevel of a Yisrael. But a guy who's tired tevel of a Yisrael, the Gemara says it is truma's a truma. And yet these two, so what happened to me? So what's Atam Gam Atam? So Chorim Shad is Atam Gam Atam doesn't mean you could be Tarim. It means you're Chayiv in Truma. The Gam Atam tells me, Ma'atim, just like the people who have the mitzvah of Kentarimu Gam Atam are B'nai Bris, so to the Shluchim have to be B'nai Bris. It's a Miyat and Shlichus. Goyim may be able to be Tarim, but they're not Mitzvah, they don't have the mitzvah of Afash's Truma. So the Miyat of Atam Gam Atam is that people who don't have the mitzvah of Afash's Truma are mismayed from Shlichus. A Kotan may be able to be Torah if he's a Mufl Samachlish, but the Mitzvah of Truma he doesn't have. Well, that would be a Staman Eisa for the Tzoyis' Kasha. You have to be Boydek, that's how I had this, but Chor, that would be an Eisa. Tam is even more than that, though. Tzoyis in Baba Vasra, in Kufna Zayin, one of the Sugis that Tzoyis cites, come over, this is like this. The Gemara has a shaila. If a katan, Gemara says like this. The Gemara says a katan could be zoichel atzma. If he reaches the age that sorva zarkai, even the sorva zarkai, egois v'noitloi, there's no difference between what it is to take something. So he's able to be zoichel. Katan could be zoichel. Shaila, their eyes, their abonim, we'll see, but abonim, a katan could be zoichel. It's a shayla by us, if that's the Reiser, the Rabbanon. That's one of the shaylas in our Tosis. That it didn't the Reiser, didn't the Rabbanon, that a cotton could be zeicha for himself. Like a part of the Gemara, that a cotton could be zeicha for himself. A shayla if it's the Reiser, the Rabbanon, a shayla maybe it's only about Dasa Cheres Machne. All things we'll get into as we go along. But whatever it is, a cotton could be zeicha for himself. Gemara is a shayla, what about to be zeicha lacherim? Can a cotton be zeicha lacherim? By the way, whenever we talk about shlichus by katan, shchiyah by katan, there's always two ways to can come in two different directions. We could be talking about a katan being a shlich for somebody else or being zeicher for somebody else. Or we could talk about somebody else being a shlich or being zeicher for a katan. That's maybe interchangeable, maybe it's not interchangeable. Also, one of the things that we have to be sort of alive to as we go along. Maybe that's the same, maybe it's not the same. And that Taisus seems to equate those two things. It's not supposed that they're the same. But Akoponim, the Gemara Baba Basra says, that says a katan could be zeicher for himself if he reaches the age of tzor bezarkoi ever egoiz v'noitloi. What about to be zeicher l'achem? So that's for sure that to be zeicher l'achem, even if he could, he would have to be a little bit older. He would have to reach the age, even if he could do it, he would have to reach the age of chayfetz u'machziri l'achashah. Because the age is not the same. The age to have a yad for himself is not the same as the age to have a yad for somebody else. The age to have a yad for himself is he understands what it is to take something of value. He understands the difference between something that has no value and something that has value. Sarvazarpi, that he doesn't keep. A little baby puts everything in the mouth, keeps everything. That's not called having a yad. A yad is where you know that this is something you want to keep, and this is what you want to have, you want to own, and this is something you don't want to own. But to be zoichel acherim, even if he could, you need a higher level. You need that he's old enough to understand the concept of other people's money. So chayfetz u'machzir l'achashah, he understands what it means to take something for somebody else. This is, I'm taking it, but it's not mine, it belongs to you. So it would be a higher age. But if he did reach that higher age, can it be zoichel l'achem? There's a machlekes Rav Asi and Shmuel. Rav Asi says zoichel atzmai and zoichel l'achem. A katan could be zoichel atzmai if he's old enough to understand what it is to take for himself. And it could be zoichel l'achem if he understands what it is to take for somebody else. And Shmuel says, no, zoichel atzmai ve'ein zoichel. So Taisus over there asks, what's the pshat in Rav Asi? How can it be zeichel achem? Shchiya is mitam shlichus. The shita always is that shchiya is mitam shlichus, as we'll see. And therefore, a katan can't be a shliach. The katan can't be as atem gamatem. Taisus, I think, over there close to pasuk atem gamatem. You can't just like you have to be just like you're a shliach. A katan can't be a shliach. If the katan can't be a shliach, he can't be a zeicher. So how could Rav Asi say that you're zeicher lachem? So Taisus answers that the drasha of atem gam atem, Rav Asi holds that the drasha of atem gam atem just means that a katan can't be a shliach to be tayrim, which is something that he can't do for himself. Since he can't do it for himself, he can't do it for others either. But something that a katan could do for himself, something that a katan has a yad to do for himself, Rav Asi holds that he could be a shliach for somebody else too. Which would mean that in a chanami, a muflus amachlish, since he could be tayrim for himself, in a chanami could be tayrim for somebody else too. The miyat of shlichus, according to Rav Asi, the miyat of shlichus was only on things that a katan doesn't have a yad to do for himself. But something that a katan has a yad to do for himself, Rav Asi holds he could do for others also. And therefore, a katan is zoichel atzmai, and he's also zoichel achem. So, Maradik Yedia, and sort of pulls the rug out from under the Ksais's question. The Ksais's question was, how can you tell me that atem gam atem is mamai ketanim? A mufus amachlish could be term. He answered in the Chanami, a mufus amachlish could be term, and he could be a shliach too, at least according to Rav Asi. That's not the miyut. The miyut is a katan who can't be term, can't be a shliach. A katan who could be term, he could not be a shliach. And for that matter, a katan, if he could be zeichel atzma, he could be zeichel achem also. And that's takav shat and Rav Asi. Shaila is, Also, I just want to give you a lot of some ideas to be going on with. Which of these ideas are going to be important to us and which are not going to be important to us, it's hard to know in advance. But the more egoism we collect, the more fortified we'll be going forward. So that's the Pshat in Rav Asi. That's what it says in Tosfos. The Rambam says it. What's Pshat in Shmuel? Shmuel's taka chayil. Shmuel says that a kohen is zoichel atzmi ve'ein is zoichel acher. The halacha is like Shmuel for some of it. Zoichel atzmi ve'ein is zoichel acher. Why is Shmuel chayil? So here is apparently a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos doesn't say. Tosfos only addresses Rav Asi. He doesn't say what's the Pshat in Shmuel. The bar plukta of Rav Asi. By the way, this is one of the most places, of course. The Ran says that Rav Asi holds that a kotens mismaik mishlichus legamri. It's behogu for nechelku. Rav Asi, the machlekes, Rav Asi and Shmuel's machlekes in shlichus. To what extent was a kotens mismaik from shlichus? Rav Asi holds that a kotens mismaik from shlichus only those things that he doesn't have a yad to do for himself. But something that he could do for himself, some meek that he could do it for himself, he could be a shliach to do it for others. That's Rav Asi. And Shmuel holds that a kotan is mismayed from shlichus legamrei, and therefore, even though he could be zoichel asmai, but to be a shliach to be zoichel for somebody else, or to be zoichel for somebody else with zochen, which according to Taisis Mitan shlichus, that a kotan can't do. That's how the Ram explains. The Rashba in Kiddushin Daf Yutes says a different Shat in Shmuel. The truth is, the Rashba, by the way, has to say a different Shat in Shmuel. We're going a little bit ahead of ourselves. Because the Rashba Shita is that Chi is not Mitam Shlichus, and a Kotan does have Zochel Maram Shlichus. There is Chi for a Kotan. You could be Zochel, for example, for a Kotan, remember the Rashba holds. Because Chi is not Mitam Shlichus. So this mahalach of the Ram that a kotan is mismayit mishlichus legamrei is not available to the Rashba because that's a gemara about zochen, not a gemara about shlichus. And the Rashba's from the Rishonim hold that schia and zochen and shlichus are unrelated things. And just because there's no shlichus for a kotan, and a kotan can't be a shlich for a kotan, but zochen alone is a totally different world. So why does Shmuel say that a kotan is zochel atzmi and he's not zochel acher? Says the Rashba. Because to be zoichel acher needs a greater amount of das. To be zoichel acher, you have to have more das. And a kotan never has sufficient das to be zoichel acher. It's not nice and. Plus, the Rashi, I think, is the liskos lacherim ain't like nice and daitai kol kach. That needs maybe more. Maybe it needs more hesber. But Akapanim, that's what it says in Rashi. That to be zoichel acher needs more das than to be zoichel acher. We could add. You see, even the Gemara itself. The sheer godless to be zeichel atzmai is sort of okay, I guess, benoitly. The sheer godless to be zeichel achayim, even according to Rav Asi that you could, is chayfutz machzir l'achasho, needs a higher, greater degree of das, understand other people's money. So Shmuel holds, according to the Rashba, Shmuel holds that a kotan can't be zeichel achayim because he doesn't have enough das to be zeichel achayim. But what about for somebody else to be zeichel for a kotan? That's not a problem, because there's no chisor and das. And zchi has nothing to do with shlichus. So let's sum this up. Again, I'm not going in any particular scientific order, just throwing things at you and we'll get used to these things. So we already did a few things that are just like Yisidra. So Nochamo. Taisa says that a kotan is mismayit. The Gemara says a kotan has no shlichos. Taisa says it comes from Atim Gamat. Ma'atim Gvenibis, absolutely. Ma'atim Gdolim, absolutely. Chachim Gdolim. A shlich has to be a godel. And vice versa also. A kotan is mismayit from shlichos. But Tsois asked, who's chazim now? But Tsois asked, well, what about Mufl Samachlish? Mufl Samachlish could be Torah. So Mufl Samachlish should be in the Pasha of Shlichus. So I said one answer may be that maybe Atan Gamata means you have to be in the midst of Truma to be in the Pasha of Shlichus. And the Kotan is not in the midst of Truma, so he's not in the Pasha of Shlichus. But Taisus and Kufman Zion in Baba Basra opens up a whole different door. Taisus and Kufman Zion says that the Taker of Asi holds. Rav Asi says Kotan is Zoichel Atzmai and he's Zoichel Achayim. The Pshat in Rav Asi is because since a Kotan has a Yad to be Zoichel Atzmai, so he can be a Shlich Lachayim also. A Kotan is mismayed only from the Shlichus of things that he can't do for himself. But for the shlichus, the things that he could do for himself, a katan could be a shlich to do lacherim as well. And therefore, a katan is zoicha lacher. And that he reads that into atam gamatam. Atam gamatam means a katan who can't be terim can't be a shlich to be terim. But a katan who could be terim, let's say mufus amachlish, he could be a shlich to be terim. And a katan who's old enough to be zoicha and to have kinyonim could be zoicha lacherim as well. Assuming he has enough das to understand what it is to be zoicha lacherim. That's in Ravasi. And then the Shai says, so what does Shmuel hold? What does Shmuel hold? So here it's called. The Ran says Shmuel holds that the contents mismatched from Shlichus Gamri. Yeah, Lefi the Ran will have the choices kasha. How? Why is the content mismatched from Shlichus Gamri? The Mokh is Atan Gamatim, and there a Mufasam Achlish could be turned. People say what I said before, in Mitzvah's Truma. Play that. That's absolute sense. But Akapadim, the Ran says that Shmuel is Cholik. That's the thing. We have Taka Machlekes Ravasi and Shmuel. Ravasi holds a cutting from Smaid from Shlichus only things that he doesn't have a yad to do for himself. What he has a yad to do for himself, he could do for others. And Shmuel holds that a cutting from Smaid from Shlichus Lagami. And the Rashba holds, has different Shatling Gemara altogether. The Rashba holds that a cotton, that the whole Gemara has nothing to do with Shlichus. It's not a Gemara about limitations in Shlichus. A cotton could be Zoycha for, as far as Shlichus is concerned, a cotton could be Zoycha Lacher. Maybe the Rashi Shitos is Chil Amitam Shlichus. So why can't the cotton be Zoycha Lacher? Why does Shmuel say a cotton can't be Zoycha Lacher? Says the Rashi, you can't be Zoycha Lacher because to be Zoycha Lacher you need a greater amount of das. Another interesting idea. I said before, how do we know that a cotton doesn't have shlichus? The Moir says a cotton has no shlichus. The Moir never spells out the mocker. So Tosfos says in several places, derive it, that we learn it from atam gamatam. Rashi, in this stiras in Rashi, where do we know that a cotton doesn't have shlichus? Rashi says three different things in three different places. Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph says that a cotton has no shlichus because he's not the Torah's keeping the Kiddushin. And one of the Makarim for Shlichus is from Get, Vishilcha. Rashi in Bab Metzia, Daf Mem Aleph from Beis, said that Kotan has no Shlichus because he's ain't a Torah, can't be Torah. I don't know if you'll move to some Achlish, but he says because he's not Torah. And Rashi in Gittin, maybe he doesn't have Mitzvah's Truma. And Rashi in Gittin says, because by the Pasuk by Korban Pesach says, Ish, and Ish will like Kotan. Ish, I guess Ish lefiyach letachlesu, or veyichlu Ish selavei sova selavayis. So it says Ish v'lo kotlin. So it's nice to ask the steer in the Rashi's. Seems to be all over the map. But I thought once that, when we were learning Kiddushin, I think the first year I said shit. I thought the pshat in the Rashi is that Rashi holds that it's not that there's a miyut on a kotlin. Rather, the pshat is all the places from where we're marvish lichos. Don't apply to Ketanim, so therefore there's nowhere from whence to be Marbe Kotten for Shlichus. Meaning, we learn Shlichus from three places. I said before, the Moir says in Kiddushin, we learn it out from Vishulcha by Get, and from Atem Gamatem by Truma, and from Shochter Sikokai, and from Korban Pesach. Those are the three Makarim for Shlichus. So Rashi says, each context, he says what's relevant to that context. Rashi says a cotton doesn't have shlichus because from where are you going to be marbim for shlichus? You want to be marbim from a korban pesach? It says by korban pesach ish. The person who shechs the korban pesach is an ish. You want to be marbim from a get? The cotton can't give a get. You want to be marbim from truma? Cotton doesn't have mitzvahs truma. So there's no all the places from where we're marbim shlichus don't apply to cotton. So melech a cotton doesn't have shlichus because there's nowhere from where to be marbim that you should have shlichus. Chol that would be the pshat in that Rashi. It's a different flavor than Tosfos. Tosfos learns that it's a miyot than a cotton. That cotton is mismayed from shlichus, and I thought from all the Rashi's, from this multitude of places the Rashi brings, it's mashmal the other way around. Not that there's a miyut, not that cotton has a miyut from shlichus, but rather there's nothing to be marbe cotton for shlichus because there's nowhere from where I could be marbe. Yeah, that would be an interesting thought. You know, what's behind this machlokes? Why does Tosfos hold you need a miyut and Rashi holds faket? You don't need a miyut, but there's a lack of a ribuy. That will be something to say chabur. What would be the nukudas and machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos? Okay, so that's chapter one. Be that as it may, that's a given that the cotton has no shlichos, and again that goes in both directions. The cotton can't be a shliach, and he can't be a shliach, nor can he make a shliach. It's commercial for both. Cotton has no shlichos at all. L'chara, according to Tosfos, l'chara it's all from the same drasha of atam gamatam, that a cotton is mismayed from shlichos. By the way, this interesting Rabbi Kreger, maybe it'll be useful for us going forward. And that Gemara about Rav Asi and Shmuel, Zoichel Asme, Zoichel Acher. Where's that Gemara? I think I told you the wrong Maramach. The Gemara about Kotten Zeuchel Atma, the Gemara about the Tzorba Zorke, Eges Menoitli, is Gittin Samach Dalin with Beis. Did I say otherwise before? What? It's Gittin Samach Dalin with Beis. We're not up to the Mor Babas. You have to get in Samach Dalet. Anything about Mor Babas, you have to change. Let's get in Samach Dalet. I think that's an interesting kasha. And it was good to put away. According to Rav Asi, who says that a katan, I don't know how much I don't have time to see it until. A little bit nervous to overload, but I think I'll stop. Maybe I'll read the Gemara. Somebody have a Gemara Gittin? Let's just read the Gemara Gittin together. If you haven't done it yet, just read it. It's one of the main Gemaras that we need to know. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi. Tzor v'zarkoi, egeis v'noitloi. He reached the age of tzor v'zarkoi, egeis v'noitloi. Zoichel atzmoi, v'ein zoichel achem. He could be zoichel for himself, the cotton could be zoichel for himself, but not for others. Chayfetz. So anyway, so first of all, right away, it says in this Gemara that a cotton, once he reaches a certain age, Einis Haputus called, he knows the difference between a tzor and an egeis, so he can make him on. He can make kinyon. One of the issues in our Tosis is whether that's a din deraisa or a din derabbana. But it says in this Gemara that he can make kinyon. Rishonim ask the Mishnah says that metzias chayr shaytav katan is only a takana derabbana. The din that a chayr shaytav katan, if they find the metzias they can keep it, it's only a din derabbana. Why here? And not only is it only din derabbana, it's a special. Well, this might also be derabbana, but it's a special takana. People shouldn't fight. Here it seems to say that it's a general din that a katan who reaches a certain age is able to be zeicha. So Taisus answers, many other Rishonim answer that it's different. Here is das acheres machna. In the case of Mitzi, there's no das acheres. There's nobody else there except the katan. So there's no part of here who's really a bar das. So such a kinyan is only a takana by Mitzi. Ordinarily, a katan could never make a kinyan. In the Gemara that we're talking about over here in Gittin, Samach Dalan Beis, and here we're talking about where there's a machne, somebody's giving a matana. So there is a person here, a participant in this kinyan who has das. So that's already easier to make the kinyan. Where there's already a das acheres machne, it's easier to make the kinyan, and even a katan who reaches this minimal age of Tzor V'Zorkei, I guess, minutely, 4-year-old, 3-year-old, it's a little baby, he's able to make kinyan. He could do a ma'aseh kinyan. If he's not even Tzor V'Zorkei, I guess, minutely, he can't even do a ma'aseh kinyan. He's old enough to do a ma'aseh kinyan. He's not fully a bar das. Das acheres machne is sufficient. Again, their eyes, their avonu, we'll have to see, but it's sufficient. Chayf, the Gemara goes on. Chayf v'su machzir la'achasho. What if he's a little bit older? He understands the idea of other people's money, what it means to take something and hold it for somebody else. So then, ben la'asme, ben la'acherim. Then he could be zoich, not only for himself, he could already be zoich la'acherim as well. That's Rav Asi, Rav Yudom Rav Asi. Ki'amisi kamen b'shmuel. But Rav Yehuda said that when I told this over in the name of Rav Asi to Shmuel, Omali, he said to me, Dovado Achasi. It doesn't make a difference how old he is, it's all the same. The Gemara says, what does it mean? All the same what? The Gemara says, so the bottom line, the Gemara says, Dovado Achasi, that Loikon. That a Kotan, I don't care if he's which age he reached. He could be even the age of Chayfetz Machzir Lachasho, he's not able to be Zaychel Acher. Because Zaychel Atzmai can never be Zaychel Acher. So that's the Gemara that I'm telling you. Machlekes Rav Asi. It's more than the Gemara, but for the time being, it's enough to be going on. So the machlekes of Asi and Shmuel can have katan b'zoich l'achayim. Rav Asi says yes, the same way he gives zoich himself, he gives zoich l'achayim. And Shmuel says no, he gives zoich l'atzmei, cannot be zoich l'achayim. So it says, what's the nekudas of machlekes here between Rav Asi and Rav Asi and Shmuel? So maybe we could, one way to let's organize it like this, maybe an easy way to organize it. How we approach this Gemara and how do we approach what is the machlokes here between Rav Asi and Shmuel, first of all, is going to depend on whether we think that Shchiyah mitam shlichus. In other words, we know a Kotan can't be a Shliach. Does a Kotan have Zochan have Shchiyah? Could you be, for example, never mind the case of the Gemara where a Kotan wants to be Zochan for somebody else. Let's take a simpler case. Somebody else wants to be Zochan for a Kotan. Can a Gadol be Zochan for a Kotan? A Gadol can't be a Shliach for a Kotan. A Kotan doesn't have Shlichus. Can a Gadol do Shchiyah for a Kotan? Here there's no problem with the Maisa Kinyan. The person making the Kinyan is a big bardas. He understands not only the difference between a tsor and an eglis, he knows about derivatives and he's a gadol. He's able to make kinyan. But the shaila is can he do zochim la'odim for a kotan? So that's a major machlekes yishonim. That's one of the major topics in our thesis. Is schia mitam shlichos or is schia lav mitam shlichos? If schia is mitam shlichos, like thesis holds, schia is a kind of shlichos. So then the same way a kotan has no schia, just works with shlichos. Places it's like a non-sadi. And a schus, so there's a non-sadi that he wants me to be a shliach. But it's basically a kind of shlichos. So if schia is mitam shlichos, Taisa says, so if a kotan has no shlichos, he has no schia either. So there's no zochan la'odim, you can't be zochan for a kotan. There's no parsha of schia by a kotan. If schia is not mitam shlichos, there's a school of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ramban above them, see that fine aleph from a base. And the Rashba over there, and the Rashba in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, and the Ritva. There's a whole school of Rishayim, basically based on Medrash Yishol Ramba, who hold that Shchiyah has nothing to do with Shlichus. And a Kotan perhaps could have Shchiyah. The Rashba holds a Kotan could have Shchiyah. Under Eisel level, there is Zochan Lonim for a Kotan. So, if you hold like the Rashba, that Shchiyah has nothing to do with Shlichus, then this Gemara that we're reading in Gittin is not, which is a Gemara about Shchiyah, being Zochan for somebody else. It's not really a Gemara about Shlichus. Because Zochan has nothing to do with Shlichus. And a Kotan fundamentally, there's Zochan for, you could be Zochan for a Kotan. For that matter, why can't a Kotan be Zochan for somebody else? Shchiyah has nothing to do with Shlichus. So if you hold like the Rashba, then I understand Rav Asi very well. Rav Asi says a Kotan could be Zochan l'asma and it could be Zochan l'acher. We're not talking about Shlichus. It can't be a Shlich, of course. We're not talking about Shlichus. We're talking about Zochan l'asma and so what's the problem? A Kotan has a Yad. He could be Zochan l'asma, he could be Zochan l'acher. But Zochan l'asma shlo b'fon. If there's Zochan, just like you could be Zochan for a Kotan could be Zochan for somebody else, because Shchiyah has nothing to do with Shlichus. So Rav Asi was readily understood. The Shah is what's the Pshat in Shmuel? So why does Shmuel say Zochan l'asma b'ein Zochan l'acher? So that's the Rashba that I told you before. That's the Rashba in where did I say? Kiddush Nafiutes. Where the Rashba says, quote this Gemara, and the Rashba says it's a lack in das. The Kotan has enough yad to be zoicha for himself, but he doesn't have enough das to have a yad to be zoicha lacher. I mean, it's not a chesed of shlichus. We're not talking of shlichus. It's nothing to do with shlichus. It's a chesed in the yad. A chesed has a Kotan, even if he understands the idea of other people's money. But to do a ma'aseh kinyan l'acherem needs a higher degree of das, a greater degree of sophistication, to understand just the ma'aseh itself. And a kotan doesn't have enough das to have a yad to be zoicha l'acherem. It's nothing to do with the chisaron shlichus. We're not talking about shlichus. It's simply a chisaron yad. A kotan has a yad. He has enough das to have a yad to be zoicha l'asma. He doesn't have enough das to have a yad to be zoicha l'acherem. And that's how Gemara, that's how the Rashba understands that Gemara. So the Rashba now is like, we have a whole sheet here in the Rashba. The shchi is nothing to the shlichus. And a kotan could have zochan l'adam shloi b'fonov, and therefore Asi in the Gemara Gittin is very, 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 very simple, very straightforward. A kotan could be zochel asmo, he could be zochel acherim. Of course, there's different ages because he has to understand what he's doing. To be zochel asmo, he only needs his tzorav zorkli yagaz v'noitli. To be zochel acherim, he has to understand other people's money. Chayputz u'machzir l'achashol. But once you have enough das to have a yad, then you could be zochel asmo, you could be zochel asmo, and you could be zochel acherim with zochan l'adam shloi b'fonov. And Shmuel argues, and Shmuel disagrees. He disagrees in Hilchas Das, in Hilchas Yad. A Kotan has enough Das to have a Yad for himself. He doesn't have enough Das to have a Yad for Yad Lacher. So that's the Shita Rashba over here in this Gemara. Actually, very straightforward. That's if you hold like the Rashba, the Shchiyah has nothing to do with Shlichus. But Shita HaTosfos by us, and in many places,
Shita by us, places in Ksuvas Dafid Aleph is a long places by Gerkotin. When we get to the end of this places, we'll probably have to take a good hard look at that places. We're not going to spend the whole semester on it, but it's we'll be here for a couple of weeks, for a week or two, that's for sure. Taisus holds that Schiyo is mitam shlichus. A non-sadi the shavi shliach. Rashi also in Gittin Daf, you should want to write that. Rashi in Gittin Daf, Tessim with Aleph, if I have it right, also says a non-sadi the nichalei the levi shliach. Taisus is that Schiyo is mitam shlichus, it works with a non-sadi. And therefore, Taisus Shita, as a corollary of that, is that a cotton is no zochin for a cotton. If you can't be a shliach for a cotton, you can't do zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav for a cotton. So therefore, Tosfos holds, you cannot do zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav for a cotton. So the same way you cannot be a shliach for a cotton, you cannot do zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav for a cotton. Because there's no shlichus l'cotton, shchiyah mitam shlichus, so you can't do it. And that's shittas of Tosfos. That's why there's long places by Ger Kotten. How do we Megayer Ger Kotten? We're being Zeicher for Kotten, and Schiele Kotten there. I said, that's the whole. So that's why it's in Ksuvas Dafid Aleph. It cuts both ways. If you can't do Shlichus for a Kotten, by the same token, a Kotten can be a Shlich for you. A Kotten is mismatched from Shlichus in both directions. So the Fiat Tosis, the Gemara in Gittin, now presents a challenge. Rav Asi presents a challenge. How can Rav Asi say that a kotan is zoichel ben la'atzmi ben lacher, depending on how old he is, but if he's old enough to understand other people's money, he's zoichel ben la'atzmi ben lacherim? How can it be? What happened to the? We're talking here about schiyah. The kotan is being zoichel lacherim. That's zochel l'adam shloi b'fanav. That's a kind of shlichus. A kotan can't be a shlich. Atim gam atim. So how can Rav Asi say that a kotan could be zoichel lacherim? Answers Tosfos and the Ran over there in Gittin, because the Ran also happens on Schiyah Mitam Shlichus. Tosfos and the Ran, those are the Rishonim, old Schiyah Mitam Shlichus. The Ran over there, they ask the Kasha, how can Rav Asi say Zoichel Acherim Schiyah Mitam Shlichus and a cotton doesn't have Shlichus, so how can he be Zoichel Acherim? So Tosfos answers, like I said before, Tosfos answers that a cotton is only mismayed from Shlichus in something that he can't do for himself. But something that a kotten could do for himself, he's not mismayed from being a shliach for others. Atim gamatim, we're talking about a kotten who can't be turned from himself. So atim gamatim, but something that he could do for himself, he could be a shliach to do for others. That means not only bezochel l'adam shloi b'fanav, but according to Tosfos, according to Rav Asi, a kotten could be a shliach to do for others anything which he could do for himself. So if he can make kinyonim for himself, like by Das Achares Machna at least, he can make kinyonim for himself. So he could be a shlich to make kinyonim for other people.
Generally, shlichus is a miyachas, my ma'aseh to you, so if I can't do it myself, then I can't do it for you, so how could, why don't you...
No, because maybe I could give you the koyach, maybe I could, if you're my shlich, maybe I could give you the koyach. But now that you're a gadol...
The person who's the mishaleach, if he can't do it, ordinarily speaking,
why do you say? Oh, I think somebody asked this. What do you need a pasuk if a katan is only mismayed from things that he can't do for himself? So what do you need a miut? Why do you need to say called v'yilei motzi avish that he can't be a shliach for? Like the Rashi, somebody's not pateris getting the kiddushin, can't be a shliach for getting the kiddushin. So why would that need a special miut? Somebody asked this question, I don't remember. Hang on, we're going to have to say some havchana. Wait there, I don't know. But Kaponim, that's what Tosfos learns in Rav Asi. The mi'at, the kotan is mismayed from shlichus and things that he can't do himself. Things that he could do for others, he could be a shliach to do as well. Yeah, because that's a chesaron. Because that much Rav Asi agrees that there's a difference in the yad. Even to be zeichel acherim, besides the shlichus issue, you have to have a yad. You have to understand other people's money. Otherwise, it lacks in the ma'aseh kinyan. So to that, make a kinyan for somebody else, you have to understand what it means to make a kinyan for somebody else. So that certainly has a separate age limitation. But once you understand what it is to make a kinyan, so now the only problem is, how could it be a shliach? Not a problem. You could be kinyan for yourself. You could be kinyan for others. You could be a shliach for others. That's the pshat in Rav Asi. So according to Tosis, Rav Asi is telling him a tremendous chiddush in hilchos shlichus. According to Tosis, it's muchuch. Tosis holds chiyah mitam shlichus. Karam don't have shlichus. Therefore, they don't have shchiyah. And yet, Rav Asi says that kibazoich lachem. Al korchah, we have to say that this kind of shlichus, b'midi, that he could do for himself, he could be a shliach to do for other people as well. That's what it says over here in Rav Asi. So now there's a shaila. That's what Tosis had. So now there's a question. So why Shmuel chaylik? Why is Shmuel chaylik? So here we have a choice. The Ran says that Shmuel is chaylik because he doesn't agree to the Yisoy. Shmuel says that Kotens mismayat mishlichus legamer. This is the whole premise is wrong. There's a fundamental machlekes Rav Asi and Shmuel in Hilchos Shlichus. To what extent is a Kotens mismayat from Shlichus? Rav Asi holds a Kotens only mismayat from Shlichus and things that he can't do himself, but things that he could do for himself he could be able to do for others. And Shmuel holds a Kotens mismayat from Shlichus legamer. And therefore, even something that he can do for himself, like making a ginyan, he cannot do for other people. That's what the Ran says. There is another option, which is the option of the Rashba. Of course, the Rashba came to it by his own route. The Rashba learned that this is not a Gemara by Shlichus. No, we already talked. The Rashba came to it from a different route. But even in Tosis' scheme of things, we could say akin. We could say al derech the Rashba that maybe once you'd say in Rav Asi this tremendous chiddush that a kotel could be a shliach and things that he could do for himself. So maybe Shmuel agrees to that. That if you could do for yourself, you could be a shliach for others. And a kotel doesn't have that, is not mismayed from that. Shmuel just holds that to be zoich alachem, you need a higher degree of das. And he holds that he doesn't have das to have a yad, to be zoich alachem. That's available. The Rashba says, according to the Rashba, it's not a gemara. According to the Rashba, you have to say that way anyway, because the Rashba holds it's not a sugya about shlichus altogether. It's a sugya, a kotel has chiyah. So why does Shmuel say he's not zoich alachem? You have to say because of Sichsor and Das. According to Tosis, this is something about. According to Tosis, we have more possibilities, but this possibility is open in Tosis as well. Rabbi Craig has an interesting cash over there in Gittin. According to Rav Asi, that a koton could be a shliach for things that he could do for himself, and the miut of shlichus by a koton is only things that he can't do himself, but things that he could do himself, he could be a shliach. So the Kray asked the following question: can a ketana be makabel again? Of course, she can. So the charosh should come out according to Rav Asi. If a ketana could be mekabel a get for herself, then she could be mekabel a get for other ladies. Because for that, there's no miyut in the shlichus. And for that matter, it ought to follow that she could make somebody else a shliach for her get. Because there's no miyut of shlichus in something that a person could do for himself. In something that a ketana, the miyut of atem gam atem, Tosis says, is only in things that the ketana can't do himself. But things that the ketana could do himself, can do himself, there's no miyut of atem gam atem. So it ought to follow that a ketana who could be mekabel a get should be able to be a shliach to be mekabel a get, which is not so problematic, maybe she could, but it ought likewise to follow that she could also make a shliach to be mekabel a get. And that's in the Farish Mishnah that it's not true. The Mishnah says that a ketana cannot say is kabel a get. A ketana cannot make a shliach to be mekabel a get. In fact, so Craig says, what's Rav Asi going to do with that Mishnah? Very interesting kasha. Now, the question is only in the scheme of Tosis. In the Rashba's world, this kasha doesn't start at all because there's no such yisoy. There's not a Gemara about shlichus. This Gemara about zochin, the Gemara about tzor v'zorka, yisoy chalatz v'zorka lachem, is a Gemara about zochin lonim shloi b'fonim. And ketanim have shchiyah. And the only issue is the whole sukkah over here is about yad. There's a kodin of a yad to v'zorka lachem. It's not a Gemara about shlichus altogether. It's a Gemara about zochin lonim shloi b'fonim. And ketanim have zochin lonim shloi b'fonim. What does it have to do with shlichus? But by a get, you need shlichus. It's a chayv, you need shlichus. And the kotel has no shlichus. So in the Rashba's world, there's no problem here at all. The problem only is in Tosis' world. That's chiyas mitam shlichus. And the same way ketanim don't have shlichus, they don't have shchiyah. And yet Rav Asi says that a kotel is zoich al achayim. So Tosis has to be mechadish new yisoid that a katan has shlichus, even though there's drasha v'atim gamatim. That's only for things that the katan can't do himself, like being Torah. But things that the katan could do himself, he could be a shliach for others. If he could be a shliach for others, then he could also make a shliach because it's the same drasha v'atim gamatim. So it ought to follow that a katana, since she's able to be mekabel get, she should be able to make a shliach to be mekabel get. And that's not true. It's a mishnah. That to make a shliach has a new chisar. Besides the problem of atem gamatem, to be memana shliach has a new chisar, and that to be memana shliach has a chalais din izdas. And so the posh that a kotan is not enough of a bardas to make a shliach. That doesn't need the drosh of atem gamatem. The drash of Atan Gamatim is to be a shliach, for example. Or to make a shliach, like in a case of Zochin, where you don't need any das. We don't need a milah. Because Atan Gamatim tells me in the basics, the basic DNA of shliachus is that a kotan is not in the parasha of shliachus. He can't be a shliach, he can't make a shliach. And that's limited to only things that a kotan can't do. Like Truma, Kotan can't do Truma, so he can't be a Shlich for Truma, he can't make a Shlich for Truma. And Rav Asi's Chiddush is that in things that Kotan could do, like Schia, like Kinyonim, so then there's no meaning of Atam Gamatim. And as he could be a Shliach, and he could be a Zeicher, and he could be a Shliach. And for that matter, he could have other people be Zeicher for him, because he has a Pasha, he's in this Pasha of Shlichos. And for that matter, other people could be his Shliach too, except that there's one problem. And that's a different problem. It has nothing to do with Atam Gamatim. To be Mimana Shliach is a chalois that needs das. Like any other chalois, like a Kenyan needs das. Or if there's no das, so here you have das acharis machne, but ordinarily, Kenyanim need das. Things that need das, a Kotan can't do. So things that need Gemir is das, a Kotan can't do. That doesn't need Atam Gamatim. That's not a Shliach's dikadim. That's a general din. A Kotan can't make Kiddushin because it's a chalois that needs, because it's a, you need a Gemir's das to make Kiddushin. A Kotan can't be Makadish and Isha. Anything that needs Gemir's das, a Kotan can't do. To be Mimana Shliach needs Gemir's das. A Kotan doesn't have Gemir's das. That has nothing to do with Atam Gamatim, says Rabbi Kreger. So therefore, it's a Dover Poshut. We even without the Sugi with the Parsha of Atam Gamatim, it's a Dover Poshut that a Kotan cannot be Mimana Shliach. For that, I don't need Atam Gamatim. I need Atam Gamatim in case we're not talking about a Kotan being Meman Shliach. For example, in cases where the Kotan is not being Meman Shliach, the Kotan is the Shliach. Somebody else was a Meman Kotan. So there's no lack of Das, but it's a problem with Atam Gamatim. Or in cases of Zochon Lonim Shleib Afonov, where you don't need the Minui. So then also we wouldn't have to worry about das. But then we would have to worry about atam gamatim. And there, Avas is mechadish. Atam gamatim is only the things that the kodin doesn't have for himself. What the kodin has for himself, he could be a shliach for. Yeah.
How can a
kodin
act as a shliach without
having
das?
Why not? He doesn't need mir to be meman a shliach. You have to have mir's das, but then it's just to go and do. You don't need das. I mean, you need enough. You need to have to kavanas hamaisin. There's always these also general conceptions. Das. There's two kinds of das. Rav Chaim calls over das and kavanah. There's das we talk, which means gemiras das. To make a chalos, you need gemiras das. To make a kaddish nishin, you need gemiras das. You have to be able to come to some kind of decision. Kotan doesn't have it. Then there's a different concept, the concept of kavanah. That means, the if you want to do a ma'aseh kinyan in something, let's say you have das acheres machlan, there's no lack of das. But you want to do a ma'aseh kinyan, it has to be a ma'aseh kinyan. If you don't know what it means to take something, then you can't do a ma'aseh kinyan. That's the kavanah. The kotan could have kavanah. By tum of atar the muscle to make a kli, a kotan could have kavana. You know, that kavana that I'm making a kli. How much kavana kotan could have? Doesn't even mirror das. His act is significant. He's doing the act with purpose. He's doing the act with a certain intent. He understands what he's doing. That a kotan could have. But what kotan doesn't have is mirror das to make a chalois. To be mamana mishliach is to make a chalois. But to be a shliach is not a chalois. That a kotan could have. That a kotan could have. That's a smart kotan could have. Of course, there's a different problem. What about the das for the ma'aseh kinyan? Well, that's das acheres machne. That's the issue of das acheres machne.
Such an action that Kotan would do wouldn't be miyuchat to somebody else.
What?
Such an action that Kotan would do wouldn't be miyuchat, be able to be miyuchat to somebody else if somebody else did it.
Why not? Where are we making these rules?
I mean, why should it be any different than if you don't understand what it means to act?
To make a chalois, you need a gemiras das. So to make a shliach, you have to have a gemiras das. To be a shliach, why do you have to have a gemiras das? He is a shliach. The chotzer could be a shliach. We'll talk about also the part of the Chatzuk of Yishlich. Chatzuk has no das. You don't need das. Chatzuk can't be manishlich, obviously. It doesn't have das in manishlich. But it could be Yishlich. To be Yishlich, you don't have to have das. There's a definition which is the Chalais HaKinyan. How is the Kinyan Chal without das? That's the Sukh of Das and Charisma. Go a few more minutes, now let's stop it. We're doing the last. And it's all like, it's all new. It's not even spent so much, but it's new.
Yeah. In terms of Rabbi Kadir's question, doesn't the Gemara Bava Metzias say that the Ketana deals with the Kabbalah get Ishmiyad? And then we said that she's in the Parashah Shlichos, so maybe she's just totally Machirish, and then you don't can answer the whole question.
Ketana's Kabbalah get. To be Makabel, all you need is a yad. But to be Makabel, to make somebody else Makabel get for you,
that's
right. A Ketana wants to be Makabel, to be Mamana Shliach, to be Makabel again. So if you ask the Firavasi, why not? She can Makabel don't get, why can't she make a Shliach? Firavasi, there's no mir the Vatan the Makab. So that's Rabbi Craig's son. There's a Nuchisar in being Mamana Shliach. This is going to be important for Rabbi Craig later. I will see later. This is a thing where Rabbi Craig. This notion that the Mimana Shliach has a new design that a cotton can't do. So we're going to get to our places. Yeah. Now, Ka'amar, Taisa Shita is that Schia is Mitam Shliach. This is a fundamental Machaikas Hashanim. There's really three Shitas in Hashanim. I'll tell you now, there's three Shitas in Hashanim. I don't know if we're gonna, how much we're going to get into each one, but there's three Shitas. Shitas HaTaisvis and Shitas Haran in the beginning of the second paragraph in Kiddushin. Is that Tzchiyah is mitam shlichus, and therefore a Kotlin, the same way a Kotlin doesn't have shlichus, given the limitations that we talked about, Ravasi, Shmuel, whatever, the same way a Kotlin doesn't have shlichus, there's no zochem l'adam by a Kotlin, and therefore you cannot be zochem for a Kotlin. Even in immediate discourse, you cannot be zochem for a Kotlin. Kotlin has no shlichus, there's no zochem for a Kotlin. On the other extreme, Shitas HaRashba and the Rashba and the Ritva, also there in the second paragraph in Kiddushin, in the beginning, by the Sikhs of Shlichos, is that Tzchiyah is not Mitam Shlichos. It has nothing to do with Shlichos. It's a separate category. It's how we know it from, but it's a separate category. And therefore, a Katan does have Zachar. It could be Zachar for a Katan. By the way, Taish agrees Midarabani could be Zechah for cotton, but Midaraisi can't be Zechah for cotton. The Rashi says, no, you could be Zechah for cotton, Midaraisi. And the Ramban, when we see it, by Rav Amar Beis, has a middle Shita, he holds his Chiyah is not Mitam Shlichus, it's a separate category, but a cotton doesn't have either. Doesn't have Shlichus, nor does he have Chiyah. I don't know why exactly where we know that from, but that's the Shita Saramban. I don't know if we're going to get into the Ramban, but that's to know. This is basically the Shita. There's a Machlekes that Schi Mitam Shlichus or not. Taisus holds Schi is Mitam Shlichus, and therefore Kotlin has no Shlichus. And the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all hold Schi is not Mitam Shlichus. It's a separate category. And the Rashba and the Ritva all differ. Kotlin could have Zochim. And the Ramban says, no, it's a separate category, but Kotlin doesn't have either category. The lashon of Taisus by us, Taisus Ksuvus, is that the way Shchiyah works is anan sadi, the oved b'shliach. Anan sadi that he made, he didn't make him a shliach, but since it's a schus for him, anan sadi the oved b'shliach. Rashi in Gittin, Daf Tes, also says a similar thing, that anan sadi the nichele de lehevi shliach. If there's a difference in these lashonos, Taisa lashon and Anan Sari the Ovid Shliach, Rashi lashon and Anan Sari the Nichlei the Heavy Shliach, the Nichlei the Heavy Shliach, Rashi is not really a distinction. but you never know. The Tzais has the kasha, interesting kasha. The Tzais is in Kuf Pei, Sif Aleph, Simon Cotton Aleph. The Tzais asked, how does the Nan Tzadik work? It's a Yishalem Yidas. Yishalem Yidas means not only halacha by Yish. Yishalem Yidas is a general halacha. That wherever we know that if you would have all the facts, you would be miyayish, but the vice you don't have all the facts and you were not yet miyayish. So we pass like no, the yishalim adas le have yish. But it's a general rule. Gemara says lebashal. If I know that you would have been tired, you know that you would have wanted to be tired, but you weren't tired. So it's yishalim adas. It's a general thing. Yishalim adas means even though I know that if you would have known about this, you would have wanted to have this. You would have wanted to do this chalois. Of being mafkir, of being miyayish, of being whatever it is, but Lamaisi didn't know about it, so that's Yishalei Midas. So he asked the Tzais, what does it help? Anan Sadi, that if he would have known about it, he would have wanted me to be a shliach. So that's Yishalei Midas. Lamaisi didn't know about it, he didn't make any shliach. So what does that Anan Sadi help? So the Tzais himself, Taka, says he thinks not like Tzais. That even a Shkiz Mitam Shlichos, but it's not with an Atzade, it's some Gzeres HaKosov. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that Shkiz Gzeres HaKosov. It doesn't work with an Atzade. It's a Gzeres HaKosov that B'mokum Shkos, you become a Shliach. B'mokum when it's a Shkos, you become a Shliach without a Minui. Not that there's an Atzade that there was a Minui. There was no Minui. But there's a new part, there's a Gzeres HaKosov. Where does it say this Gzeres HaKosov? Not so partial. But there's a Gzeres HaKosov that the Mokum is close, you could be a Shliach automatically. Maisa Tyson needs a Hezmer. Tyson, Strashi, they all say that it works with an Ansari. What's the chat? Tyson has a point. So I thought many years ago, I don't know if this is true or not, it's like me from childhood, thought that, I mean, not Mamish, my childhood, I was like, no. I was more than Chayfus and Machzir Lachashel, but I remember when I was a young Bacha, I had a thought that. But it means like this: that Yishalei Midas is only relevant when we need meat to make a chalos, to be mafkir, to be miyayish. So I wasn't miyayish. So Elamai, you know, but I would have had I known, I would have. So the Rav holds that's nothing. Yishalei Midas le'aviyus. Here, the nekuda of mini shliach is not that. Maybe it's not like every Kriger. That the nekuda of mini shlichos is not that when I'm a man shliach, I'm making a chalos with the minut. That's not the pshat in the Ansari. You don't need to make a shliach. You don't need to make a chalos. It's not like being a kaddish and ishu that you have to make a chalos. When Reuven does something al pitzi vuyoi shel Shimon, by definition, Reuven is Shimon shliach. It's not that Shimon made Reuven a shliach. Shimon doesn't have to make Reuven into a shliach. When Shimon doesn't have to make Reuven into a shliach. Doing something, al pitzi vuyoi shel Reuven, is being Reuven shliach. A maisa that I do, al pitzi vuyoi shel Shimon, is a shlichus of Shimon. It's not Shimon who has to make it such. It's not Shimon who has to make Reuven into a shliach. Reuven is a shliach because he's doing al pitzi vuyoi shel Shimon. So if Reuven is doing something because he has an ansadi that this is what Shimon would want, so that's enough to make it that it's still called that Reuven is acting al pi tzivuyo shel Shimon, because Reuven is doing this because he knows that this is what Shimon would want. That's cool that Reuven is doing it al pi tzivuyo shel Shimon. Where you need Shimon to make the chalois, like by hefker, by yush, and so on. So if Shimon didn't make it, we can't reconstruct that it's a virtual hefker. You know, if he would have known about it, he would have been mafkir. He didn't know about it, he wasn't mafkir. Here, if I would need Shimon to make Reuven into a shliach, so then Shimon would have to know about it. It's not Shimon who makes Reuven into a shliach. Reuven is a shliach. He's a shliach because he's doing something on account of, because it's Rotzen Shimon, and it's enough that he's doing something because it's then on Sadi that it's Rotzen Shimon. So that's enough that he's called that he's acting up pitzvah yishal Shimon, and therefore by definition he is a shliach. I think that might be a good territory for Bikurgis Kacha. Just now as I'm saying it occurs to me that maybe it's not like the Rabbi Kreger that we said before. Because before we said from Rabbi Kreger of Ord that even if a Kotlin has Shlichus according to Ravasi and things that he could do for himself, But to be Mimana Shliach, he can't do. That has nothing to do with Atam Gamatim. Because to be Mimana Shliach is a Chalois, and the Kotin's out of Bardas to make a Chalois. What I'm saying now, I'm not sure that that's true. To be Mimana Shliach is not called making a Chalois. It's a Metzias that if you're doing something, I'll be Tzivuyi, then you're my Shliach. So maybe, who says a Kotin can't have that? Elamai Atam Gamatim, but that's Rabasi. Atam Gamatim doesn't apply in things that you can do for yourself. So I'm not sure. I think this sounds right. This, if we're going to gain Rabbi Kreger's kasha, then we're going to lose Rabbi Kreger's. I think the two things that I'm saying are not don't go together. I mean, I think this word that I want to say to answer the tzais, maybe it's not like Rabbi Kreger. That's not so terrible. I think we'll see later that it's not like Rabbi Kreger. But I'm just pointing it out. Rabbi Kreger said a svara that to be mamanish liach is to make a chalais, and therefore a kotlin can't be mamanish liach. Never mind the atem gamatim. Even if you ignore atem gamatim, even in case where atem gamatim doesn't apply, like in Ravasi's world, where things that you could do for yourself, you could be a shliach for. But Rabbi Kreger said, "There's a nuchi sword. How can you make a shliach if you're a kotlin? A kotlin's not a bardas. Can't make the chalais of making a shliach." I think the tzais also understood the way. That's what the tzais asked. How could a kotlin make? How can zochen on and work with an ansadi? But who made the shliach? Is Yerushalayim das? So it's also understood that making a shliach is making a chalos. I'm suggesting that making a shliach is not called making a chalos. The shliach is mimele shliach because he's acting up yitzvah yishal about. That's not called yishalim yidas. But I'm just saying, l'fizeh, I think it's not like Rabbi Kreger's anochi. Making a shliach is Rabbi Kreger has understood that making a shliach is a chalos, and of course, Karen can't do that. Kapanim, the Tzais himself says he thinks it's Xeris HaKosov. Schi is Xeris HaKosov. Shad, where exactly would Xeris HaKosov for Schi be? Where in the Torah is there Xeris HaKosov for Schi? So this is totally in another Gemara. I'll just tell you now. There's no Gemara Kedushin around, right? I'll tell you Gemara. It's a Gemara that we're going to need to know. The Gemara in... I don't think we're going to spend much time on it, but still it's something that you should know in this universe of Gemara that we're dealing with. The Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. So the Gemara has all the limudim for Shlichus. Truma, Gittin, Kiddushin, Karmi Pesach, the Gemara makes a Shlichus. The Gemara says, one second, I have another Mokra for Shlichus. What about this Gemara? Where the Gemara brings a memo, I think. The Gemara has a memo from, I forget whom, that Minayim L'Shlucha Shel Adam K'Moisai. That the Chalukas Oros was not like the Nesiim. How did the Nesiim do the Chalukas? How are they claim their Eretz Yisrael for the various people who got each one their Chalik? Must have been with Shlichus. So you see Shlichus Shalom Kemaisa. So it's like a fourth Mokra for Shlichus. Why do we need a fourth Mokra for Shlichus? So the Gemara says no. It says in the Gemara, Tisgara, there were Ketanim. Ketanim were not in Shlichus anyway. So obviously he couldn't work with Shlichus. Ella says the Gemara, Ella, Minayim lezochen la'odim. We have to rewrite the memo. It wasn't shlichus. Rather, Minayim shezochen la'odim shaloi b'fanof. Shenemer v'nosi echad nosi echad l'ashem. So mokhef is zochen la'odim shaloi b'fanof. So Rishayim, rather, it's actually very relevant to us. Rishayim say, wait a second, hold on. You have a perishi Gemara that a kotim has schil. The Gemara said it can't be shlichus because they were ketanim. So what's the Gemara's answer? Was zochen l'adam shloim b'fanav? So we have almost a smoking gun. A fairish Gemara that ketanim have schia because that's how chalukas aris went. So the Rashba, the Ritva, they say, oh, it's a fairish raya to us that schia is l'adam mitam shlichas and ketanim have schia. And the Ran says, you're right. At this stage of the Gemara, it's 100%. It's exerts a kosov that schia, and if it's exerts a kosov, it's nothing to do with shlichos, and ketanim would take a half schia. But the only thing is, we have to go to the next line of the Gemara. Because then the Gemara says, "V'tisbara, how can you tell him who's zochen l'adam shloim b'fanav? Ika the nichle b'har, v'ika the nichle b'dika. Not everybody got what they wanted. One guy wanted a hill, and he got a valley. The other guy wanted a valley, and he got a hill. So it wasn't zochen l'adam shloim b'fanav. Ella says the Gemara, "Minayin l'apetropus, minayin l'ketanim shemo lachlik shebeisim minayin l'apetropus. Minayin." Lektanim shabu lachlik v'nichzi avim shabesim imanu lehem apetropos shenemer nosi echad nosi echad l'shevet. So new din over here that an apetropos is mechalik to nechosim of Yisrael. So they had the same with the apetropos being mechalik Eretz Yisrael. That's the end of the Gemara. So now there's a shal here in Pshat. So you show him a dan. L'maskonis ha-gemara. So the ketanim got him. He didn't have apetropos. But what about the Gdolim? How did they get their share in Eretz Yisrael? Is there apotropos for Gdolim? And are we really chosen now from the Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim and apotropos nothing to do with Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim? So some machlekes here in Pshat. The Ritva learns, and he ascribes this to Rashi. Rashi not so clear, but he ascribes this to Rashi, that apotropos is a kind of Zochan. It just takes care of the problem of Ika Nikolei Bahar, Ika Nikolei Bikah doesn't mean that it's not a schus. A lot of it's a schus. And for a godel, it would be enough of a schus. But for a katan, it's a problem because not a schus gomor. And he doesn't have the judgment to say, but in the big picture, if I don't take what I get in the girl, I'm not going to get anything. So a katan, it's not enough. So you need that apotropos to do that for the katan. But fundamentally, we haven't gone away from the parts of Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim, and it's still a mahalach of Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim. And the maskana, this is not a mocker for Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim, and Zochan has an independent mocker, a separate pasuk. This pasuk tells me that there's a concept of Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim. That's how the Ritva learns. He ascribes it to Rashi. I don't know what stems with Rashi and Gittin who said it, because that Zochan and Ansadi. I don't know. The Rashi himself is not so mafurish what he holds. Rashi says the Gdolim was Zochan with Zochan and the Kotan with Apotropos. It's not so clear that he means that Apotropos and Midin Zochan. Although even the way what it says in Rashi, it does say that Gdolim was Zochan with Zochan, so there is a Gemara here about Zochan. Other Rishonim learn out there, Ramban, other Rishonim learn that the Maskana, this Nos Duran, that this has nothing to do with Zochan. Apotropos is an altogether different halacha. That Chalukas Yisayimim is a kind of Igloi Milsa, just a birur of who should get which chalik. It's not like a new kinyan, and it has different darim altogether. And there's no mocker for Zochan. And so how do we know Zochan? We know it from Shtiflus with an Ansadi or whatever. And that's how the Ran speaks out. The Ran says, "Lemaskana to Gemara, they had nothing to do with Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim. It was midin apotropos. It was a gilui milsa b'alma. And there's no mocker for Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim. And how do we know Zochan only misvara? Because it's an ansadi. It may look Karim don't have schir because they're not shlichos. That's how the Ran runs, and it's like Tosfos that Karim don't have schir. Akaponim, this is a Gemara which may or may not, depending on how you learn that Gemara. And again, we're not going to spend time in that Gemara, but just to know what you deal. That here we have a Gemara, a beferish Gemara, that there's exeris akosuf." That of Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim, and there's exeris hakosuf maybe that Ketanim have Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim, but there's a machlekes Rishonim if it's only Havamin or if that remains true l'maskana of the Gemara. If you hold that it's exeris hakosuf, so then you could say that maybe shlichus l'olam shchilik, say like the size, maybe in lom the shchil tam shlichus, but it's not a regular shlichus with an ansadi because yishlem midas. It's exeris hakosuf that there's a new parsha of shlichus, and where is that exeris hakosuf? Maybe over here in the parish of Nosiach and Nosiach and Lashem. And maybe not Gomer, that's the shayla. I'll just say one word that I said, this I really said as a kid. When I was a bach in Eretz Yisrael, I think I was in Gush, so I was like 16. And I used to go to each Shabbos. I had a relative in Be'er Sharim who was in Gula, who was Rosh Yeshiva in Kamenitz. Rav Asher Lichtstein, very chashivir, he was from the Shanghai Chevron. So they used to, it was one of the things that really had a lot of impact on me. So they used to talk around the Shabbos table, it was all Divrei Torah and the Pasha Divrei Torah, but like Lamdash Divrei Torah and the Pasha and the Zmiris and everything. So a lot of stories from Rav Asher Lichtstein's table. That was the name of Rav Asher Lichtstein. So, I had sitting at the table, I had an Einfeld on the Zmiris. And I said it, and Rav Asher liked it very much. And my son is now learning the Mir, and he went to eat by Rav Asher's son, Baruch Ber Lichtstein, who's today Rosh Yeshiva in Kamenitz. And Baruch Ber Lichtstein said, they were singing this Mir, and he said, "Oh, I'll tell you a part that I heard from your father at the Shabbos table." So he came around. So what was the part? It says in Zmiris, Nachlo lo yiske baharu v'shofel. Are you seeing that? Nachlo yiske baharu v'shofel. I said, "What's that? Nachlo yiske b'har mashofel?" Because the Gemara says that by chalukas aris, the Gemara is a havmina that they were chalukit with me with zochin. Then the Gemara said, "No, they couldn't do it because he couldn't nichle har, he couldn't nichle bevikos, so it didn't work with zochin. So they have to work with apotropos, whatever that means." But losad lovoi, the Gemara says in Baba Basra that ein lachol kol echad v'echad Yisrael shein ein noitel chalik b'har ubeimek b'har uba shvelo ubeimek. I think everybody's going to get everything. So Melu Asul Lavoi, since everybody will have a chelik b'har or b'emek b'shvela, so they'll be able to make a chelik Eretz Yisrael with Zochan Lodom Shalei Befonim. So that's what it says. Nachlo lo yiske b'har v'shofel. Since he'll be b'har v'shofel, he'll be able to be with Zochan. So that was the point. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop on that note.